WHKT, Portsmouth, Virginia.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KXTO, Reno, Nevada.
And other stations throughout America.
This is Liberty Works Radio. If you'd like an audio copy of any of our programs, call 410-857-5600. Thank you for listening.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. A man accused of killing a friend as part of an elaborate scheme to fake his own death admitted to the crime and was sentenced to life in prison. The Scripps Howard News Service says 49-year-old Joseph Prewitt of Campbell County, Tennessee, pleaded guilty to first-degree murder this week. Under terms of the plea agreement, he was spared the death penalty but won't become eligible for parole until he's at least 100. Two other people, including the defendant's wife, were also charged with aiding in the plot to kill 26-year-old Charles Bryant, December 15, 1998. It was part of a fraud scheme to collect more than $1 million worth of life insurance. But all charges against Prewitt's wife were dropped this week. The district attorney said he believed Marie Prewitt was involved in the plot, but offered to drop the charges if her husband pleaded guilty. More news after this.
It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapter cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
In other news, two men froze to death in the undercarriage of a British Airways jet recently, and they're reported to have been Cubans trying to enter Britain illegally. Newsmax.com quotes UPI as saying, the men hid beneath the wheels of the Boeing 777 before it took off from Havana on Sunday, but they died of hypothermia before the plane touched down in London. Police pieced together details of the stowaway attempt after the body of one of the men fell onto a farm as the plane prepared to land at London's Gatwick Airport. The other was discovered when it fell out of the undercarriage onto the runway as the same jet took off for a flight to Cancun, Mexico on Monday. U.S. Energy Secretary Bill Richardson is extending for the second time a rarely used emergency order mandating electricity generators and marketers to sell power to California in order to prevent blackouts in the nation's most populous state. Reuters quotes Richardson in a statement as saying, quote, I remain concerned the reliability of the grid in California may be endangered, end quote. The extension runs until the 5th of January. Generators are afraid the two largest utilities in the state, Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison, are nearly bankrupt due to skyrocketing power prices. Richardson, in issuing the directive, said that generators and marketers continue to express reluctance to sell power in the state. Now this.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple to use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
30?
In Aurora, Colorado, a Christmas Eve shooting was apparently the result of a stunt that went wrong when a man tried to shoot a plastic cup off the head of an acquaintance. The gunman hit the victim in the forehead, killing him almost instantly. 15. Investigators are still trying to calculate how far apart the two men were when the shooting occurred. 22-year-old Manuel Dominguez Quintero died Sunday evening during a gathering of family and friends. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Now hold real still. I'll aim very carefully.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Yes, we're back. Will, I'm back. It's Stephen Pickford and Yoav Sarabo.
Good morning.
In the studio once again. This is our look back on the year 2000 for Travel World. It's a, sort of a retrospective that we had in mind.
Every year we look back at what is going on, what has happened, what we're looking forward to. It's become part of the tradition here on Travel World. So if you've missed any of the fun events over the past year, keep your ear to the radio.
Keep your ear to the radio.
Yes. That's an old, one of those consultant terms.
Hold real still. We'll play William Tell with the radio. You know what's funny? It's our first year exclusively on Liberty Works. We were 2.5 years on CIQC AM 600 Montreal, and we got picked up in the summer of 99 on the Liberty Works network. But it's doing the show on Liberty Works exclusively is even more fun. Mainly because of also we have a rapport with also the news team and the other teams over at Liberty Works. I like sometimes you hear Mark Allen's newscast, and sometimes they're pertinent news items.
Their travel information and stories from Canada.
Cubans falling from the sky.
That was great.
I can see the Brit in his field going, geez, you know. And
what is happening? We asked for the Cuban, but I meant a Cuban cigar.
When I said
cigar.
I could use a good kid Cuban, I meant a cigar.
And I wonder how Honor Verrier at British Airways Public Affairs managed to word her press release afterwards. I remember when that first Boeing 777 came into Montreal, and it happened to fly into a flock of Canada geese, and one went into the engine and had to make an emergency landing. And Honor basically said in her press release that the Canada geese were as excited as all of us at British Airways to welcome our first 777 landing in North America.
Yeah.
And she said, contrary to other rumors, we will not be serving roast duck for dinner tonight. So for Honor Verrier of British Airways, write the press release and have fun with it.
Oh, that was good. But, I wonder what they would do with this one. We discovered that we had contraband. We decided to jettison our cargo.
Well, it wouldn't just sound right. But no, it's been a full year here, and we've had a lot of people in studio or on the phone and visited a lot of various places. One of the first people to come into the studio to christen our broadcasting center here was Malcolm Andrews from Via Rail.
Yes, yes. Via Rail's PR director for Canada.
And he was talking about the startup of the new overnight train between Montreal and Toronto, the it was reinstituted just this past year, just before Christmas of last year, and it's been a success, six days a week.
I remember that overnight train experience. Of course, one of our good friends, Graham Farley, has an experience on the VRL overnight train, pretended he was on a U-boat.
That was many years ago before they stopped the service for a few years due to budgetary considerations, but back as a success, and it's I took it back in the month of June, and a lot of fun when you take the overnight train.
There are listeners who actually are taping some of the shows, so you can go back and tape, and you can actually hear some of the broadcasts, some of the little comments we make are sometimes inside jokes between us, because one of them was, gee, how was the U-boat?
And that is when you're taking an overnight train, a sleeper train, either via rail or an Amtrak. The accommodations are not overly spacious. You're in, but it's very comfortable. I took the overnight train in the month of June, Montreal, Toronto, and it was a lovely feeling watching the cityscape as we left Montreal. The city lit up at night from the dome car, and
that's these, a beautiful thing.
These are the cars that were built in the early 50s for the Canadian Pacific Transcontinental Train, the Canadian, all refurbished. You have showers on board now, and all electric heating. And no, it's a
that's one of our
train.
Weaknesses, though. Stephen and I are big railway fanatics, oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the things that we really enjoyed in July was our visit to Ellicott Mills Junction.
Yeah, July. When we visited Westminster in Carroll County, met up with Mindy Bianca from Maryland Tourism, who will be in Toronto later in early 2001 at the TMAC annual meeting, Travel Media Association of Canada. Looking forward to seeing her again. But that was also where we were introduced to Route 66 Root Beer.
That's right, from Sykesville. Well, they're actually in Charlottesville, Virginia. But we tasted it at the Baldwin Station Restaurant over in Sykesville, Maryland. The best steak I've ever had in my life.
And Maryland crab cakes and the ambiance when the actual CSX trains pass through right beside your table.
It's something.
Still a working rail line. And
apparently some of the rail crews would stop their train there and they would go get a meal at Baldwin Station.
Take out hamburger, whatever they want.
And it tells you, it's nothing like, you know, gaining a few points. Helping a few people out every now and then, make a few people smile. Yeah. Why not feed them, you know? Yeah.
And no, it was a fun experience. July in Westminster, where we met up with the crew from AM America, Bob Nickman and Lisa.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
And made our appearance. There was supposed to be 10 minutes, but it lasted like 2 hours.
Well, sure.
We had a lot of fun.
We hit it off real well. Great team over at AM America.
And every Wednesday to this date, 7:25 in the morning,
and we
give our Canadian comment.
We got to meet the great Bonnie.
Oh, yes. Bonnie was there, live and in person.
We even got her to take a picture with us.
That was
which will soon be up on our website. No,
Bonnie's going to cut the show. Don't say things like that.
That's what I said one time, comment about the illustrious Chad Kennemy a couple of years ago, and he said, no, I'm going to cut your mic. So
Yeah.
Had to.
What we do, of course, is we put a little placeholder with a question mark, saying Bonnie, yes.
One of those, let it be to your imagination.
Of course.
Yes. Watch it.
You see? Yes, we just finally got Bonnie to say something on the air.
Also last January, almost 1 year to the date, I was out in Scottsdale. They're on Midwest Express, a great airline, all business class service, two and two leather seating. Tried out Hertz's global positioning system in their rental cars.
Oh, nice. How'd that work?
Isn't that the trip that you went with Vic over the Apache Trail?
Oh, no, that was the year before in Mesa. Apache Trail, we will not do that again, but this was when we went.
Vic is acrophobic, and there are no guardrails.
No guardrails. He was deathly scared. So
poor guy.
We got him. This year, we took the stagecoach ride, which was, and we took a hike in the desert, looking at the various plant life in the desert, which was very interesting.
Sure.
And this was the opening of the new Four Seasons Resort in North Scottsdale, and I'm looking forward to heading out to Arizona again in January to Tucson this time, because Arizona sunrises and sunsets are magnificent, and the views from the rocks and the
I want to go see the airplane graveyard.
That is your dream.
Oh, I wanted to see that ever since I knew that it existed. I want to see that. I love airplanes and aircraft.
But no, Arizona, it'll be my third trip out there. I've read Mesa 2 years ago, and then Scottsdale, and looking forward to Tucson. It's an area, everyone goes to Florida, has to go to Florida because they think beach, but it's not necessarily warm in Florida in the wintertime. You can
get
60 degrees, 70 degrees, and Arizona, you've got the 60, 70 degree weather, ideal for golf, for tennis, walking,
and
hiking.
And it's dry.
It's dry, and the varied scenery. It's a much nicer, more relaxing experience to Florida, in my opinion.
We had also our great friend Prosper Bannon, who was part of our show in our CIQC days. He's a guitar player, and he provided a bit of background music every now and then. He's actually thinking of moving to Phoenix.
Yeah, that's it. His plans.
So, we were hoping to have him here today, but
couldn't find the address.
For you there, Stephen. University of Arizona was voted by Sports Illustrated as the party school of the United States.
Party.
So a lot of party animals out in Arizona. I have to remember that next time I'm out there.
It was also voted the school with the most beautiful women.
Well, that's an extra special reason to grab Midwest Express Airlines and head out there to visit Phoenix. They'll be looking forward to all those.
Compare that to Montreal, though.
Well, that's why they have to have a nonstop flight between Montreal and Phoenix.
It's a university of 50,000 students, all right? At least 30,000 are women.
The odds are good.
UF wants to re-enroll.
Get another degree.
Let's take a break, and we're going to be right back with more reminiscing of the year 2000 on Travel World. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Speak Out, an hour of news and views for thinking teens and their families. Join us live at 2 p.m. Eastern each Saturday to hear some of the brightest teenagers on radio. Call in or send us an instant message to Speak Out Live. Make your voice heard. Stay informed with Speak Out, news, discussions, and much more each Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern for the teens in your life. Tell your friends. You'll find us on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Rita Hayworth was one of the world's most glamorous movie stars, but she was also my sweet and very loving mother, whose life was ravaged by Alzheimer's disease when little could be done about it. Today things have changed. There are treatments to manage Alzheimer's, including effective prescription medicines, so early diagnosis is crucial, and the Alzheimer's Association gives direction and support to people with Alzheimer's and those who care for them. So if someone you love forgets things more and more, or asks questions over and over, I urge you to see a doctor and call the Alzheimer's Association. Unlike my mother's time, today there's hope for people with Alzheimer's and their families.
Call the Alzheimer's Association at 1-800-272-3900.
We're downtown asking people their opinion of the new Three Stooges backwards running wall clock.
Now that's funny.
That's right, the Three Stooges backwards running wall clock. All three hands actually run backwards around a photo of Larry, Moe, and Curly. And you can tell perfect time with it because the numbers are printed backwards. The Three Stooges backwards running wall clock, a full 10 inches, is perfect for home or office. Only $19.95, it features a quartz movement and comes in a gift box with a money-back guarantee.
What a great gift idea.
The Three Stooges backwards running clock is sure to become a collector's item, but it isn't sold in stores. Here's how to order yours.
To order the perfect gift for any Three Stooges fan, call 1-800-470-6868. That's 1-800-470-6868. All major credit cards and checks accepted. Call now, 1-800-470-6868. 1-800-470-6868.
Puckett smacks the ball out over center field, and it's another home run!
I used to love seeing the crowd go wild when I hit a home run. Then glaucoma stole the vision from one of my eyes. I'm Kirby Puckett. I always tried to hit above 300, but the number I should have focused on was my eye pressure. Knowing my eye pressure could have prevented my blindness, I didn't know I was at risk for glaucoma, so I never was tested, nor had my optic nerve checked for damage. It happened to me, it can happen to you. You are at risk if you are over 40, African-American, diabetic, or directly related to someone who has glaucoma. Glaucoma affects more than 3 million Americans, yet half don't know that they have it. The good news is, glaucoma is treatable if detected early. Get your eye pressure checked today. Don't let glaucoma strike out your vision. Call 1-800-GLAUCOMA.
The Glaucoma Foundation can help you. That's 800-GLAUCOMA or 452-8266. Or visit us on the web at glaucoma-foundation.org. Call now, 888-999-1787. Liberty Works Radio Network. Because talk is cheap, but the freedom of speech isn't.
If you're on that left side of the coin, you hate the other side, and the right side is beginning to hate the left side. And the problem is you've got a great divide there. We got too many people with power, and generally when you track down power, you can track down money.
Grab onto your freedom and speak your mind. Toll free, 888-999-1787.
Ah, yes, our ode to Bonnie.
Her theme song. Good morning, Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus, Yoav Saralbo. This is the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah, don't do that. You sound like a card-carrying member of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Well, that's the big word of the year.
Oh, no, what's no. That? Oh, please.
That's one phrase of the year.
Please.
Yes, that and a song I don't ever want to hear again. February brought us to Ottawa. We're talking about cold destinations. Ottawa was not particularly warm in the month of February. I stayed that month at the Alberta Bay Suite Hotel. You were there the following month.
Where exactly is that located, Steve?
Well, I have to bring up my map. Alberta Bay Suite Hotel, corner of Albert and Bay Streets in downtown Ottawa.
Oh.
An all-suite property. Built as an apartment building originally, so you get that extra space. You have the full kitchen, fridge and microwave and stove. And
that is a terrific property. I stayed in there myself in March when I went to the dance competition for Arthur Murray Dancing School's dance studio, and I won 5 gold medals in ballroom dancing.
The great thing about staying in an all-suite hotel is not just that extra room for when you have the family with you, but you can hold a business meeting.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just cramped quarters, one bed, table, chair, and everything in
hanging
there.
Lamps, petrovision, yeah.
It's like living in your own home, and there are balconies. You walk out in the warmer weather and see the skyline of Ottawa. So the Alberta Bay Suite Hotel, our recommendation from staying there in February and March.
Well, to use a Melanie Refus word, now that we're in Ottawa, it is also the location of the radio station The Bear, which has a dubious connection of being a distant reason that Yoav Saralbo joined our cast. Yes. Somebody who said that they once worked at The Bear knew you and suggested that you join the radio show. Yes.
I never worked at The Bear.
You did not. But someone who said they did.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, he knew a friend of his, Pete Marrier. It was
from Showm FM in Montreal.
It was like a friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah, well, anyway, they had the guy who was running the board there, and we were looking for a guy to run our board here in Montreal. And we thought, who could that be? Said, we need a guy with a bit of a goofy personality. I know just the guy. Well, sure. Fit right in. Basically, Yoav had his own college radio show going at the time, and he was the guy who actually interviewed the chicken after it crossed the road. You sent a chicken across, Sherbrooke Street?
Yeah,
and interviewed it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Asked it why it crossed it.
I don't know.
Or you
why did it?
He had a pie-throwing competition.
Like doing it.
Tell us about the pie-throwing thing.
Oh, it was one of the worst things you could ever see. I got girls to throw pies at guys, which I thought would be cute, But the girls, oh, my God, they pitched those pies at the guys like at 100 miles an hour. One girl almost broke a nose of a guy.
And Jim Beattie from the Expos was there, wanted to sign her to play for the Expos, would do better.
Speaking of the Expos, when we were in 1999, went down to see Expo spring training, we actually met with Bill Stoneman, who tossed him a baseball and he dropped it.
Once an Expo, really? Always an Expo.
He was the best pitcher the Expos ever had.
1969, 70, 71, the first years of the team, Bill Stoneman.
Two no-hitters.
And we saw the balls that he got the final out of the no-hitters, which were in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
That's right.
Tripping the month of June when we stayed at the Landmark Inn. Our friend Mitch did the driving. Faster, Mitch, got to get there faster.
Oh, yeah, this is a guy who wouldn't respect the speed limit, of course, and we just kept... Well, we egged him on. We said, come on, Mitch, go faster. Instead of the guy going, yeah, relax, guys, we're going to get there anyhow. He does. He accelerates. He's a good, steady driver, don't get me wrong. But the man managed to speed across the county line in upstate New York. And he actually got two state troopers pull him over. He got two tickets.
One from each county?
Yes. He actually has a study in what never to do when you are stopped by a state trooper.
Oh, yes.
First of all, you don't pull out a badge that says you're a security guard. No. He is. Because they're going to give you a bigger ticket. Says you should have known better, buddy.
And secondly,
and then you don't start saying to the guy, well, can you give me one ticket? I was only speeding once. It's okay to ask that. But then you don't tell the cop and give him an example. He figures analogy is a good thing. He says, well, officer, if I committed murder in one county or on the state line,
would I be charged twice? And I, luckily for him and for the rest of us, there had not just been a murder in upstate New York.
Yeah, yeah, because wanted the missing mangler or something like that.
Yeah, thank you. Come here, boy.
Stupid things you could possibly say. Oh, I was just cringing.
Not the best thing to say. But no, that was our trip to the Baseball Hall of Fame, which was very interesting, and enjoyed our time in Cooperstown.
Yeah.
And the chance to see how wallpaper was made.
Yes, well, that was Wendy Weeks at the James Fenimore Cooper Museum.
Cooper Museum.
Yes. Well, of course, Cooper is a special word here in travel world circles. We'll get to that in a second. But it was it's an art museum, but further on the other side, they had something like a living history farm. And they had craftspeople and what have you. And this lady, Wendy Weeks, this is what you call the unexpected find, because you go there for the Baseball Hall of Fame. But what we didn't realize is she's an artisan, this woman. She makes her own wallpaper, grinds her own pigment, makes her own glue.
Makes it up.
And then prints. It's not out of whale blubber. But she makes it, and she renders it down, everything. It was the most interesting segment that we did that day. In fact, we got a lot of audience response that said, you know what, we were anticipating your show to the Baseball Hall of Fame, but that segment on the wallpaper was the most entertaining part.
It showed people that there was more to Cooperstown than just the Baseball Hall of Fame, and well worth not just spending one night there to see the Hall of Fame, but spend two or three nights in the area, because they also have the number of other attractions.
You stayed there at the Landmark Inn. I stayed at the Barnwell Inn, which is, two family-owned bed and breakfast in Cooperstown. And Cooperstown is a very small little town. What you ought to know when you go in there is that it's like a little resort town, because it's the bottom of Lake Otisauga. It's a huge hotel, and Stephen and I spent part of an afternoon relaxing. There was like a little grassy knoll.
Oh, it's a conspiracy.
No, but conspiracy theories here.
We sat there just watching the birds and families playing at the water edge. And there were boat tours you can take on the lake.
Relaxing
trip. Afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. I was even more grateful that Mitchell was doing the driving, because I didn't feel like, driving all the way back.
On the way home, we stopped for a nice lunch, and they're in the Thousand Islands.
Wasn't that something else? Going up through the Gananoque area.
Gananoque, Thousand Islands.
World famous Thousand Islands. There's the American side, and then there's the Canadian side. Both are beautiful. We saw Bolt Castle. We didn't go in, but we actually saw that from across the area where we were having lunch.
It was a nice drive, a nice tour of the upstate New York, which we enjoyed.
I still think that Interstate 81 is one beautiful drive going through central New York State.
Central New York. If you're heading down from Canada throughout visit New York State, Pennsylvania, that is the way to go, because it's much more beautiful and part of the other way you could go down the 87. It's 81 through Watertown, Syracuse, Binghamton. It's the way to get down there to Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful road and a lot of different scenery and some nice towns to pull off.
In 1999, we went, actually 1998.
98 on the way to the
Pocono
Mountains.
We drove down there on our way to the Pocono Mountains, Grant, and we're thinking of in the year 2001, we're going to drive through there. We're going to stop for Steamtown.
Steamtown in Scranton. And this time we will stay at the Radisson Hotel, unlike another nationally syndicated radio personality who made a big fuss when he was there.
We heard about that.
We heard about that in Radio Digest, but we will be good citizens. We will stay at the Radisson in Scranton. And part of our tradition every year is a trip in the month of April to Vermont, as spring is upon us.
Now, that has got to be one of the best trips ever. It's either late Vermont, early May, but we like
late
to
Vermont,
go
late Vermont, late April, early May.
Late Vermont, yes, late Vermont. Late April, early May.
Okay.
Going to Vermont, because that's when spring is still about to start. It's right by the vernal equinox.
We're going to have a promotion next year.
well, we won't talk about the pagan ritual pig out. Yeah, the vernal equinox, yes, where pagans conducted dark rituals and blood sacrifices. No, and that's not what we'll be doing.
No?
No. Oh, no. he sound disappointed, you.
Disappointed. Waiting for the promotion.
In Vermont at that particular time, the snow is just starting to melt, and he's just starting to get that spring smell back into the air.
Buds on the trees.
It's warm, like the atmosphere around you is warm, yet there's still that chill coming off of the snow there, which is neat. And we stop always for lunch at a place called Mr. Up's in Middlebury, Vermont, right near Otter Creek. And just sitting there listening to the to the water roll by in that creek, it is
the winter runoff.
Soothing. We went to Bennington, Vermont, and actually saw the Bennington Monument, which was beautiful.
Soshire Inn, where we stayed, Victorian bed and breakfast as well, cooked to order breakfast. The rooms,
wasn't that something?
Delightful, with the fireplaces in the rooms and the high ceilings. Soshire Inn in Bennington, that was a nice trip,
and
very relaxing.
We had the old train station converted to a restaurant that we saw there. We were also very close by Albany, New York. We actually heard WPTR, The Patriot.
We're still playing. It's a more it's a nostalgia sound.
Sure, but we heard that. We also heard some Bennington stations. We also drove eastward over the mountains and made it to Bellows Falls.
Bellows Falls, Vermont, which has a reputation as being kind of a spooky place to visit.
Oh, yeah, you in the Hetty Green Motel.
How come my picture that I took at the Hetty Green Motel in September is all shaky as if there were extraterrestrial beings standing there? I was in a chat room the other day, and somebody said they were from Bellows Falls. I said, what's the story behind the Hetty Green Motel? They said, you don't want to know.
I said, no, I want to know. I really want to know already.
Well, you have your assignment, just like the Mexican ambassador is going to check out the ice hotel and get hypothermia. You will be assigned to cover the Hetty Green Motel in the year 2001.
Woo! What
are
the base motel
again? Yes. Listen, Mark Allen is next. Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
Thunder the Banshee. What the hell is a banshee? Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Mark Allen. Cuba is dismissing as nothing new a report by a panel of American experts recommending increasing U.S. contacts with the Caribbean and island nation to prepare for a post-communist transition. Cuba's National Assembly President Ricardo Alarcón told a news conference in Havana, according to the Reuters news agency, "Frankly, I don't recall seeing anything new or different in this text," end quote. The report, unveiled in November by a task force, proposed steps to promote closer ties with the communist nation. It was headed by William Rogers and Bernard Aronson, the former top Latin American policy officials in Republican and Democratic administrations. The U.S. has appeared to shrug off Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak's decision to skip a planned summit meeting with Palestinian President Yasser Arafat, saying it's still awaiting a formal response to U.S. peace proposals. The United States said little about the aborted summit even before Barak decided not to go, focusing instead on pushing Clinton's proposals for a final peace settlement. One in four strains of the Streptococcus bacteria, the leading bacterial cause of pneumonia, middle ear infections, and meningitis, now appear to be resistant to penicillin, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Overall, 24% of strains collected from people with bacteria infections were found to be resistant to the antibiotic. That's according to research published in the December 28th issue of the New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers found penicillin-resistant infections were more common in children under 5 years of age compared with those older than 5 years of age. In an editorial, other researchers added, curbing the misuse of antibiotics is an important facet in controlling drug resistance. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
New windows, you know you need them. Your energy bills are high. And your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty, leaky, and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears Home Central. Just call 1-800-645-2216 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Sears vinyl-framed windows glide smoothly and tilt in for easy cleaning. The multi-pane glass may help reduce your energy cost. And with Sears, the work will be done right, on time, and on budget. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. Call 1-800-645-2216 for a free in-home estimate. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for written warranty. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license numbers available on request. You know you need them. So call now for Sears replacement windows. 1-800-645-2216. That's 1-800-645-2216.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involve risk and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the grain markets, wheat, soybeans, and corn. Grain prices are near 20-year lows. Weather 30? Conditions exist right now over many key growing areas worldwide. Consumption is projected to outstrip production due to rising Asian demand. Learn how to leverage over 50,000 bushels of grains in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. 15. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-357-4846. That's 1-800-357-4846. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved. In a town without a name, in a heavy downpour, thought he passed his own shadow by the backstage door, like a trip through the past.
That's us. Jukebox Heroes. Travel
yes, and Stephen Pickford.
The
back.
Rock and Rollers.
You have Sir Albo. Mm-hmm. And we're Rock and Rollers. And we were in the rain, talking about the rain. Hampton Beach, it rained when we went there in August for one day. That's part of the annual tradition as well, that every year we go to Hampton Beach on the New Hampshire seacoast. 1-800-GET-A-TAN.
Yeah.
And the Roy family, the flagship motor court. This year
was great, though. The flagship motor court's always great. Every year we go there.
Nice accommodation, sparkling clean.
And it's very, very affordable.
Affordable accommodations, one block from the beach. The Roy family has two properties in Hampton Beach on the seacoast. And that's
where we went to Granite State Karaoke. Remember that?
Yeah, one block away, so not too far.
I wowed him.
You were the star of the evening. There were many people.
Do you remember that time we went to Salisbury Beach? It was the same time. We went down there, and I did my, I sang Led Zeppelin. And the guy dressed up as Elvis goes, oh, my God, how are we going to top that?
You were the star of the afternoon there in Salisbury Beach. But
you beat Elvis.
I beat Elvis, yes, that's right.
Fun of the New Hampshire seacoast. This year, en route to the seacoast, we passed through Concord, the Courtyard Marriott. First time we'd stayed at a Courtyard brand of Marriott.
We were the bigger shots. We stayed at Marriott.
And enjoyed our time luxuriating in the swimming pool and the whirlpool that they had there.
Yes,
quiet, relaxing time. But the New Hampshire Museum of History made an impression on us.
Yes, Jane Vachon's place.
And
that was very interesting. They even have an old Concord coach there, because that was the manufacturing center for the old stagecoaches right in Concord, New Hampshire.
And they've spread out across the nation from Concord on the Merrimack River.
They would make ships' masts. They have a place called Mast Road in Concord, of all places.
What else?
There's a lot of industry and that doesn't exist there anymore, but you can see how things have evolved over the past 100, 150 years. So the New Hampshire Museum of History was...
It was kind of neat, because when we drive through Concord, you and I, we also see where the old highway used to go. And that's the kind of stuff, Steve, and I like. Because, for instance, when we went to Springfield, Mass.
In September,
we drove down along Interstate 91. We got off in Vermont, and we drove down the old Highway Number 5. And we went in two places which were fascinating but related, where New Windsor, Vermont, with the Precision Manufacturing Museum.
Yeah, the American Precision Museum in Windsor, Vermont.
And we also went to the Armory in Springfield. And very, very interesting. It was Henry Leland. That was the name
we were trying to remember.
Yeah, he was the guy who didn't fight in the Civil War. He was actually he was asked to stay in Springfield for manufacturing rifles.
And there's a whole collection of rifles from around the world, one of the largest collections there is in North America, in one location. And you wouldn't necessarily know it was there, because it's still hidden on the armory grounds.
And it's a free exhibit. Free.
Free. Absolutely free.
Gee.
U.S. Park Service.
No facts required.
You just walk in, and they're more than happy to give you a tour and answer questions. It was
you and I ran out of time, and we thought we had.
There
plenty
was so
of time
much to read there, and such
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. They have a video you can watch,
and we
ran out of time. So plan at least 3-4 hours if you're going to the Springfield Armory, en route to the Springfield Armory, because we were there to broadcast from the Big E. Howard Johnson's, the last remaining Howard Johnson's restaurant in the state of Massachusetts, where Howard B. Johnson started the chain back in the 20s. Mm-hmm. It's still there in Greenfield, and we walked in with the original opening brochure from like 1962, 63, and they were so amazed that I still had it. They took us around to say, this is what this room looks like now. But if you still remember those.
And the pictures were really of the property.
They weren't taken from.
They weren't that newfangled, all done in Phoenix. And
just like everything else is done in Phoenix. Radio is done in Phoenix. Hotel brochures in Phoenix. It wasn't, we take one property and extrapolate it to all of them. This was the property itself back in the early
60s. And pictures of the actual people. It says that was my sales manager sitting there in that lounge chair.
They were taken. We had to take one person, two people to be politically correct in the new brochures.
That's
this was the way brochures were done in the early 60s. So if you remember a lot of the foods growing up, like clam boats and grilled cheese sandwich and Hojo Cola and this, that, and the mocha fudge ice cream, hey, they still have them at the Howard Johnson's in Greenfield, Mass. So if you're passing through the area on Interstate 91, earlier in that trip, we stopped off at probably the best Ramada Inn that we had I've ever stayed at in
That's
my life.
That's right.
The Ramada White River Junction,
White
Vermont.
White River Junction with the caboose. Please, save the caboose.
In their atrium with the indoor pool and games room.
Wasn't that something? I mean, a big, big, big games room atrium there, and it was fascinating. They got a real caboose there.
Old Delaware and Hudson caboose.
Yeah.
And the rooms have all been recently refurbished, and they are... It is
with high-speed internet, of all things.
Yeah. In room, they have the hair dryers and coffee makers, and new carpeting, new soft goods in all of the rooms.
You stroll, and it's in a very quiet location, too.
Can't hear the highway. You're right at the where Interstates 89 and 91 meet White River Junction, the border of Vermont and New Hampshire. This is the what they call the crossroads of New England. Mm-hmm. And you don't hear any of that traffic noise. It's down a little quiet street away from all that road noise. You get a good, quiet night's sleep. And the Ramada Inn and White River Junction, hey, beautiful little property.
Oh, yeah.
Continental breakfast included in the morning.
And it's a good one, too.
Yeah, complete.
I mean, they're not all continental breakfasts are equal.
Oh, no, some of them, you know.
But for supper the night before, we ate in Lebanon, New Hampshire at this restaurant that makes gourmet pizzas.
Gourmet pizza. Yulu or...
Yeah.
L-I-U-L-A-U. Yeah.
And wasn't that a great place?
Oh, you walked in, the smells just...
You ever see the Flintstones? You see Fred Flintstone riding on a cloud.
Cloud of the odor.
Aroma.
The aroma and the odor of... and the smells just drive you through the door because you know that something good is cooking indoors in the wood oven. And
it was delicious. Mm. It was, sumptuous.
Pizza and Italian sausage and pasta dishes. Mm. It's Northern Italian cuisine at its best. And they're part of a little group locally owned in Lebanon. There's three or four different theme restaurants, but owned locally in Lebanon.
And for the second year in a row at the Big E in Springfield, Mass., I won the jousting competition against Richard, of course, from the New England Tourism Center. Last year he challenged me. I beat him 2 out of 3 again this year.
It was a rematch, and you were afraid that maybe the world's largest alligator was going to come out of the exhibit right next to you.
Right next to the alligator, thinking, oh, gee, this is an alligator that big. All we need is to have a noisy exhibition next to it just to irritate the alligator.
Oh, he'd be so agitated, he would run out and grab you.
Little piece of plywood, separating you from this ferocious alligator.
World's largest alligator, but he's stuffed probably. Caught in the wilds of Africa in 1947 and since stuffed and brought to every carnival around America.
Maybe it's a paper mache alligator.
Could be. You set your kids to it, something to keep them quiet for a weekend.
I'm surprised that they didn't have like an egress exhibit, from P.T. Barnum.
Yes.
See the egress for $2 and they escort you to the exit. You thought we meant egret. No, egress is an exit.
And you just walk through and, hey, remember, a sucker is born every minute. And there are, but Mr. Manny Witt, Mr. New England himself, was there in all his glory at the New England States Exposition.
Saw the mechanical man, we saw the pipe organ guy, where we actually dug out some knowledge that we gained while traveling to Holland, of course, of the wooden pipe organs that were there.
From our trip to Utrecht.
You see, all these trips, they add up. I mean, it's what an experience going on all these things.
When you learn something and you meet people, that's the fun of travel, but part of the, a traditional trip. We've had our traditional trip to Hampton Beach in August. Our traditional trip in September was to the Big E, which is every year in September, where we saw the original location. Brian Kennemy would have fainted. He would have been so...
Yes,
the
WBZ.
Original,
yes.
Where WBZ originally broadcast
from. WBZ A transmitter. Yeah. Of course, WBZ B is a proud broadcaster of the Liberty Works Radio Network in
apparently, WBZ itself started in Springfield, Mass. They thought that was going to be the broadcast podcast capital of America, but it moved around 2 years later to Boston, and then WBZA, whose call letters now are on a station actually in Rochester, became the basically a transmitter, a translator station for WBZ Boston. So
right on the top of the old Westinghouse building. I mean, if you really want to see vintage radio equipment, you can take a look at this place. It's really something.
They're still there after 75-plus years, and you see the Westinghouse name still ingrained in stone on the buildings, which are now subdivided for local, private, small companies, a small business center in Springfield, Mass.
That was something else. And when we get back, we're going to carry on with our trip to Iceland that we took.
Iceland in the month of May.
Yeah.
And in October, November, December, we wrap up the year as our retrospective 2000 travel world continues right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network, where we're being proud to be part of for the entire year this year and part of AM America, Wednesdays, 7:25 in the morning, Eastern Time, giving our Canadian perspective with Bob Dickman and Lisa Lisa.
Yeah, our Canadian,
Canadian perspective.
They used to play the Canadian National Anthem when we got on. Now they're playing Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Well, I've learned different things. I have had to explain the Canadian parliamentary system, the Canadian Alliance Party, many things that I did not know I was an expert on. I have become an expert on very quickly, thanks to Bob Dickman. So. And of course, as we mentioned before, there's some little kid in Chattahoochee, Florida, who now failed his report on Canadian politics because he said, I heard it on the radio.
Isn't that like that Herman cartoon where the kid goes to his father, gee, Dad, thanks for helping me with my homework. Now the teacher thinks I'm retarded.
There's always a story.
Stay tuned to Travel World. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
For breaking news, I turn to Newsmax.com. Read reports written by award-winning journalist Christopher Ruddy and many others. Not on the web? You can read Newsmax.com's sensational stories about...
25. According to the American Bar Association, there are over 1 million licensed lawyers in America. It's no wonder lawsuits are on the rise. Think you're safe? With those numbers, odds are you should think about protecting your assets from attack. The consultants at ProtectYourStuff.com have been helping people protect personal and business assets from lawsuits, judgments, liens, and seizures since 1985. Visit ProtectYourStuff.com and request their free asset management report. The web address is www.ProtectYourStuff.com.
The truth behind the income tax. Finally, a video which can explain to you the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Tired of big government draining your family's financial resources? Tired of you and your spouse having to sometimes work more than one job each just to plug that drain? The truth behind the income tax. An eye-opening video, yours for only $24 post-paid. Order now. Make check or money order payable to Liberty Works Radio Network and mail it to The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. Learn the lawful way to keep the government's hands out of your pockets. Learn the misconceptions of Social Security numbers and employment taxes. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, 12 Carroll Street, Westminster, Maryland, 21157. Order now. The Truth Behind the Income Tax, just $24 post-paid.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
You have taken my script and you're speaking it for me.
I'm thrilled with the concept and the program.
The Democrats are people who use social welfare programs to get rich, and the Republicans are people who use social welfare programs to get richer.
One network, many voices.
Are you ready for the truth?
If I understood him correctly, because the voters had rejected this on the local and state level.
You won't accept anything as long as you have the rhetoric to give to them and let them swallow.
But anyway, that's not why I call.
America's new town forum.
Across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
I'm going to kick the lines open right now. Maybe you got a question you need answered.
It's so great to imagine so many people out there and making contact with them.
Hello, am I in the air?
I find you fascinating.
Are you ready for the truth?
Please stay on the air.
Are you?
Rejoice. Your days of suffering are over.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
The year 2000 also saw the creation of this opus.
Take two.
Okay.
Try another one. The Bonnie Song. Only on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Here we go, baby.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. My Bonnie lies over the sea. My Bonnie lies over the Liberty Works. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me.
That's going off the deep end here in Travel World. We had to dig that one out.
Part of the
Ode
memories.
To Bonnie, yes.
Memories continue as we come up to the top of the hour here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford, Willem Backus, and Yoav Saralbo on the Liberty Works Radio Network. One of the memorable trips of the year 2000 was Iceland.
Yes, absolutely. We went to Reykjavik.
5 hours from the east coast of Canada and the United States. Nice little trip.
Another example of what an idiot thing it is to do, to put an airport so far away from town. They did it here in Montreal with Mirabel. Nobody likes it. Of course, the only people in favor are those who don't fly. And they actually put the major airport in Keflavik, which is an Air Force base, which is, what, a 45-minute drive away from Reykjavik?
Oh, it seems to take forever to get to the airport. Nice airport when you get there, but it's so far away from anything that you have to do. And how many flights a day do they have out of there? Like 6 in the morning and 6 out at night. It is not a noise issue.
They have the runway space in Reykjavik Airport, which
that was
is
the original
right
airport
in the middle of Reykjavik.
707s used to land there, 727s,
well, heck of a 707 could do it than any aircraft.
All the major jets of the 60s and early 70s landed downtown. Now it's just the turboprops. But once you get to Iceland, you have to go to the Blue Lagoon. That is the number one attraction, or what stood out most in my mind, was going to this beautiful, steamy,
Hot
springs.
Tubs.
It was like a huge
hot tub. It's about the size of a football field.
Oh, yeah.
You get in this thing. It's
4 feet deep.
What, 4 feet deep? It's full of silica. You put your hand in it, you can't see 6 inches in front of it. But it's, I mean, the silica is great for your skin. I mean,
nice soft skin when you get out of there.
Oh, boy.
And the steam and the warmth and just the atmosphere as you see the steam rise above you.
It's natural volcanic heat. And which is the beautiful part of it all. It took me 45 minutes to get me out of there. I wanted to stay there.
Drag you out, but it was so relaxing.
That's
that was
the only nice thing in Iceland, of course. There's the geyser. We all laughed when we heard it was called Stroker, their most reliable geyser.
And
the tour guide actually said it did up every 5 minutes. Yeah.
Well, that's stamina for you. But
yeah, that's what someone said at the back of the bus, and the tour guide had no idea what we were talking about. Still, there's a waterfall, Gullfoss, which is kind of like a Niagara Falls kind of a thing. There's four levels of waterfalls. Beautiful, beautiful nature park out in the middle of Iceland. And they also have the Land's End that we visited. They have also
where the plates, the earth plates, the European and the North and the American continents met. And this is all natural beauty. This is what people go to Iceland for. In the warmer weather, you can take Icelandic horses for a ride. You can, in the winter months, you go out for snowmobile rides on the glaciers.
Monster trucks for a glacier ride. I mean, beautiful, huge,
big
huge
tires.
We're talking nasty vehicles.
You can
up there
cross
on the
any terrain in those, and when you're out on the glacier, they will serve you a beautiful repast of fried Icelandic river salmon, which they're known for, sure. And Icelandic lamb. There are a number of specialties.
Or if you take the bus tour, you can always have your choice of soup, bus sandwich,
or fan sandwich. Iceland has nice restaurants because we went to the Argentina restaurant, excellent steak.
Oh, that was great steak. Mm.
And the gallery restaurant downtown with the paintings of the famous Icelandic painters. Mm-hmm. You will not go hungry in Iceland. That is for certain.
And yeah, but you darn well have to stay away from their strip clubs because...
well, I did. Some of us in the room didn't, but...
Well, I had to do the research.
Research, yes. Can't just believe what you read on the internet.
$80 for a lap dance? Oh. I mean, good God.
Whoa!
Yeah. $80.
Much better value coming
to. No, I didn't do
through.
It, but I mean, and the girl looks at me and goes, 5 minutes. And I say, are you out of your mind?
No. Montreal will be five hours.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway, moving on.
And moving on, October brought us to the Carolinas, Abbeville, South Carolina, Shelby, North Carolina.
That still stands out in my memory as one of the best trips we've ever done.
Oh, it was a warm welcome for the people of WABV in Abbeville, WADA in Shelby, and
we had the great pleasure to meet Van Austin from WADA, 1390 AM stereo. Yeah.
Shelby's own.
Shelby, absolutely.
Shelby's own, and actually reminded us of Dr. Johnny Fever.
So. He did. Oh, he knew that.
Walking there was just like walking in.
But the man knew Shelby.
He's a man about town. Everyone
he was
in Cleveland County
said,
knows Van Austin.
He said to us, if he'd told me a little day before, I would have been glad to give you a tour around this place. He knows the place so well. And that's what we call it, truly a station getting to know its community.
guests.
We also met the beautiful Lucinda from the Silver Teapot, which was a great relaxation spot in Shelby.
Place for coffee and tea and desserts. This is little a place knickknacks where you go in a gift shop.
Yeah, you forget about your troubles of the world for a little while, and you just sit down and relax.
She will cater to you and have a warm welcome in a
fantastic
refurbished old house in downtown Shelby. That was
exactly, which is neat. We, of course, also went to Abbeville, which, of course, is halfway between Columbia, South Carolina and Atlanta, Georgia.
In the beautiful Lakelands region of Western South Carolina and Eastern Georgia, as said by the inimitable Radio Joe. On WABV.
Our good friend, yes.
And
we had a great time when we went down there. One of the neat things, I mean, it's like this place that you'd never know to visit unless you go there. A nice, beautiful town square. Everybody says hello.
Everyone knows each other. It's that warm southern hospitality. Oh, yeah. Stay to the Belmont Inn right there on Court Square opposite the Opera House. Turn of the century. It was
that
stepping
opera
back
house
in
was
time.
Really something.
Oh, and
too.
The comfortable seats that are reclined on you. Oh, the reclining seats. Yeah. More comfortable than taking the bus or the train or the plane. These were going to a theater was an experience.
And I think one of the coolest experiences was, of course, an old friend of mine who had heard us on Liberty Works that we were coming to because we pre-announced the trip was actually waiting for us in Abbeville when we arrived. And I have a picture of this.
It was a welcome that we did not expect. So that's always fun to meet people on the road, people who have tuned in and know that we're coming into town.
He lives in Columbia, South Carolina now.
And he just came up. It was like 80 miles. November was the show on the road at Neil Drabkin's campaign
office.
That's
right, yeah.
And fortunately, he did not win, but hey. Oh. There'll be another election, other times, yeah. Manabo Town here in Montreal, and just earlier this month up at the Westin Mont Tremblant as it opened its doors for the its first season, and we broadcast live from the lobby as the ski season began. And
that's right, and had breakfast at La Creperie Catherine, which is really nice, a crepe, you know.
It can't be that for a breakfast, and both lunch and dinner at La Forge.
Yes, yes.
So some special places that we visited through the year 2000, special people we met, and special locations. And year in memory.
We got our write-up in L'Actualité magazine, which is the French version of Maclean's, which is a kind
comparable
of a national...
Time, Newsweek.
Time or Newsweek, yeah. Pretty cool.
October...
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes, you went on JetBlue.
Yeah.
Oh, man, where does the time go? We're having a great time.
Yeah,
and we want to wish all of our listeners a very, very happy, healthy, and prosperous 2001. We're looking forward to a great run here on the Liberty Works Network.
A whole new bunch of shows, 52 weeks of travels. Next Saturday, we'll bring Melanie Reffes back. It's been not many weeks since she was here before, but her continued quest to visit countries, starting with the letter M, next week, Malaysia, soon in the series, Mozambique, Madagascar, Morocco. How many others can we send her to? I don't know, but they're all warmer than the northeast of Canada and the United States. Northeast United States getting the winter storm all flights at LaGuardia Airport canceled this morning. So, fun of travel in the wintertime.
Yeah. Well, that's it for 2000 for us here at Travel World. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Yul Strava.
Stay tuned. We'll catch you in the new year. And Bonnie, we love you. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCOR Marketing Company.
Radio Network.
Truth in Broadcasting.
Heard on
Guys,
KDJR, DeSoto, St. Louis, Missouri. WHKT,
happy New Year to you too, Bonnie.
Virginia.
WLYC, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
KMBS, Monroe, Louisiana.
WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina.
WADA, Shelby, North Carolina.
WBZB, Selma, North Carolina.
KA.